Hello, this is Mike Harbath with this week's Shoot the Moon podcast, broadcasting live and direct from Revenue Rocket World headquarters in Bloomington, Minnesota. As a reminder, Revenue Rocket is the world's premier M&A and growth strategy advisor for IT services companies. Today's topic, we're going to talk about goodwill and how goodwill in an M&A transaction is treated and the difference between personal goodwill and corporate goodwill and why you should care about goodwill allocation in an M&A deal. First of all, there's two types of transactions, M&A transactions by structure, that generally get worked on in an M&A deal in IT services. They're either it's what's called a stock deal or a stock transaction or an asset deal. Most transactions in our industry are asset deals, meaning that someone's going to acquire the assets of your business or acquire the assets of a business. And the reason they want to do that is for being able to write off the transaction capitalize the transaction in a way that makes sense based on various asset classes. If you do a strict stock deal, you can't really do that as a buyer. And then generally on tax matters, you know, what's good for a buyer is bad for a seller and vice versa. Now, there are some exceptions. There is a provision in the IRS code called the Section 338H10 that will allow a buyer to use a step-up basis and write off a transaction like an asset deal, yet give the seller the benefit of a stock deal. And think of the best way to think about it, it's like between a stock deal and an asset deal, and each side has to give a little bit to have that work out. But the cornerstone to any of these deals or structures has to do with the allocation of the purchase price to goodwill. And in an IT consultancy, most of the allocation of purchase price is allocated to goodwill just because there's not a lot of fixed assets or other assets that you can allocate the purchase price to. So generally, it's allocated to goodwill, and that's generally pretty good for the seller. The seller gets to treat that portion of the purchase price as capital gains from a tax perspective. Other asset classes would be treated as ordinary income. For example, allocations to non-competes or what we'll call hot assets, which may include harvesting of your working capital, both cash and AR, are considered hot assets, and those have different allocations and generally are treated like ordinary income. So there's a big discussion about what is considered personal goodwill and corporate goodwill in the context of acquiring a business, in particular, leveraging a 338H10, because there's distinctions between the way that goodwill is treated from a tax perspective if you're a seller. And so, you know, as a buyer, if they use a 338H10, they're certainly going to be able to amortize it in the normal timeline, which, you know, is 15 years. If it's a seller, however, you have to attribute the goodwill in those transactions to your own contribution and not necessarily the corporate contribution. So this concept of personal goodwill versus corporate goodwill came up. Now, I think, as I said before, it doesn't matter to the buyer if it's allocated as personal or corporate. It certainly matters a lot to the seller. And so you're going to have to talk to a tax advisor. As we often say, we are not tax advisors here at Revenue Rocket. We don't profess to be tax advisors. We think that all sellers should have competent tax advisors, and they should discuss with them how to best position any tax allocation associated with an M&A transaction. And so there's some things you can do sort of pre-transaction to, you know, make sure that goodwill allocations are appropriately aligned, particularly if you're going to contemplate a stock deal with a 338H10 election. And that has to do with sort of showing where the IP with the business, you know, the intellectual property of the business came from. Is that something that was cultivated and brought to the party by the founder of the business, who's going to generally be the one who owns the stock and is going to be able to take advantage of that? Or was it created as the corporate entity progressed? And I think this is where you have to talk to your tax advisor on that and understand how much of it was the owner's contribution kind of at the formation of the business and how much of it is something that was discovered and built or cultivated along the way. You know, these areas are gray because you certainly could argue that, you know, that the founder of that business brought a lot of that IP to the party and started the business because they had the vision. At the same time, this evolves over time. And then, you know, how does that evolution get allocated, you know, allocated properly to personal or corporate goodwill? So hopefully this high-level overview of goodwill versus other asset classes and the distinction between personal and corporate goodwill, if you're contemplating a stock deal with a certain tax attribute like a Section 338 H10, can be handled to benefit both the buyer and the seller. If you have questions about this, we encourage you to email us at info@revenuerocket.com, and we'd be happy to have one of our team answer your question. And if you'd like to learn more about Revenue Rocket, feel free to find us online at revenuerocket.com. And with that, we'll tie a ribbon on this week's episode of the Shoot the Moon podcast. And we look forward to talking to you guys next week about who pays the fees in an M&A transaction. Thanks, and have a great day.